This is the brief on AI security and policy. Welcome to today's Thursday daily edition of Conversational AI Watch, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist Inc., highlighting the stark contrast between AI safety promises and real-world deployment. First, a peer-reviewed USENIX Security 2026 study with 22 participants showed how fragile these systems are. Appending just one sentence completely disabled AI disclosure safeguards in Claude Sonnet 3.7 and GPT-4o. Popular safety filters caught literally 0.0% of those conversations. You know, it's like installing a state-of-the-art security system, but leaving the key right under the welcome mat. Second, these glaring vulnerabilities are forcing tough political conversations. On July 29 in the Oval Office, President Trump stated, "We're looking at controls," but clarified in the exact same answer he doesn't want to restrict developers. So how can the Trump administration mandate controls while explicitly refusing to restrict the builders? Third, Far.ai's new leaderboard found 448 universal jailbreaks on Grok 4.5 and 249 on Gemini 3.1 Pro at under $60 of compute. Yet they found absolutely none on Claude Fable 5 or GPT 5.6 Sol despite spending over $14,000 that failed. Is AI safety just a measure of an attacker's compute budget? Finally, the good news. An AI voice agent at Oshi Health made 9 times the outbound calls of human staff and returned 75 hours of staff time per 1,000 contacts, with 0 safety incidents identified. It's the perfect specialized assistant letting the machine do the mindless dialing so human experts do the actual healing. Ultimately, while the Trump administration and Frontier Labs grapple with cheap jailbreaks and easily bypassed rules, AI's most immediate value lies in strictly bounded administrative relief.